USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With all the talk of when to reopen the United States, New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says states must be careful before reopening society.
We have to understand on the reopening, as much as we have this emotion, we want it to happen, we want it to happen now, and we can't take this anymore, and everyone feels the same. It is a delicate balance.
President Trump says it's his decision on when to start opening the United States and his alone, although he will be working with governors in each of the states to come up with a sensible plan. And former Vice President Joe Biden receiving a big endorsement as Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is endorsing him. That happened during a surprise appearance on the Vice President's livecast. Sanders also asking his supporters to support Biden and saying he will do what he can to help the former Vice President. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
The RNC and the president's re-election campaign are releasing their first quarter figures. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
More than $212 million was raised in the first quarter by the president's reelection campaign and the Republican National Committee. The campaign raising $86 million in February before the coronavirus pandemic started to hamper things. That led to only $63 million being raised last month. The pandemic has led to multiple in-person fundraisers having to be canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House is again saying they are not firing Dr. Anthony Fauci, a top member of the coronavirus task force. A statement from White House spokesman Hogan Gidley says the media chatter over the firing is ridiculous. He added Dr. Fauci has been and remains a trusted advisor to the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The IRS says the first round of payments has been distributed as part of the coronavirus relief package. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The agency wrote on Twitter, the IRS deposited the first economic impact payments into taxpayers' bank accounts today. The distributions were established by a $2.2 trillion relief package promising individuals with gross incomes of less than $75,000 a year as much as $1,200, with an additional $500 per child. Payments are set to continue beginning with Americans who filed tax returns for 2018 or 2019 and authorized direct deposit. On Friday, the IRS and the Treasury Department launched an online tool designed to speed delivery of payments for those who didn't file taxes in those years. It also plans to launch a separate tool by April 17th to allow those who filed tax returns but didn't provide direct deposit information to submit their information and receive payment immediately. Those who remain without direct deposit information will simply be sent a physical check in the mail. They said that will begin being issued the week of May 4th at the rate of about 5 million checks per week. The checks will be distributed based on adjusted gross income and with those with the lowest income receiving their checks first. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.